أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يعش عن ذكر الرحمن نقيض له شيطانا فهو له قرين. وإنهم ليصدونهم عن السبيل ويحسبون أنهم مهتدون. حتى إذا جاءنا قال يا ليت بيني وبينك بعد المشرقين فبئس القرين. ولن ينفعكم اليوم إذ ظلمتم أنكم في العذاب مشتركون. أفأنت تسمع الصم أو تهدي العمي ومن كان في ضلال مبين. فإما نذهبن بك فإنا منهم منتقمون. أو نرينك الذي وعدناهم فإنا عليهم مقتدرون. فاستمسك بالذي أوحي إليك إنك على صراط مستقيم. وإنه لذكر لك ولقومك وسوف تسألون. واسأل من أرسلنا من قبلك من رسلنا أجعلنا من دون الرحمن آلهة يعبدون. And who blinds himself from the word of Allah. Instantly he blinds himself, he blocks his mind from the remembrance of Allah. Then we appoint a shaitan for him to be his intimate friend. And they turn people away from the path of Allah Ta'ala, thinking that they are guided, until when he comes to us and he realizes his plight, then he says, had there been a distance of the east and the west between us, how terrible a companion are you. Then when you have wronged, then it's not going to be of any use to you that you are partners in punishment. The immediate punishment that comes down to a person who turns himself to Allah Ta'ala from his remembrance is Allah Ta'ala appoints an evil friend for him, intimate friend, and the matters become so complicated for him that they will actually turn people from the way of Allah Ta'ala, thinking that they are on guidance. So what a high level of disgrace and humiliation that you are turning people away from the path of Allah Ta'ala, yet you still think, you go on thinking that I am upon guidance. But the eyes only open when you have left the precincts of this world. Then do you realize that it was this evil companion, that was your intimate friend, that had been misguiding you all the way, and you were thinking, you felt to yourself quite confident that you are upon guidance. So a note of comfort to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam: will you then be able to make the deaf hear, or the blind see, and the one that is on a clear wrong path? And even if we have to take you away from this world, then too, we are sure to punish them. Or if we show you some of the things that we have warned them, accomplished, then too, we prevail over them, we have all the right, all the might. Then hold firm to the revelation sent to you, for you are upon a straight path. And this Quran is an honor, memorable thing, a thing of honor for you and your people. And soon they will call to account for their actions and their behavior. And then inquire from the Rasuls that we have sent before you: have we appointed deities besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be worshipped? Inquire means refer to the scriptures of the Rasuls and see, turn the pages and see, is there anything like polytheism and joining partners with Allah the Most Gracious? وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا مُوسَى بِآيَاتِنَا. strangely, up to this day, with all the distortion and the changes in the scriptures, yet you find these verses of Tawheed and the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. Jesus himself says, "Listen, O Israel, your God, our Lord, is but one." Again, in the scriptures, these verses are contained that worship your Rabb with all your heart, with all your might, with all your love, with all your strength. So the words of Tawheed are contained in these previous scriptures in spite of them going through such distortions and changes. We had bestowed Musa alayhi salam our signs, our miracles, and we had sent him to Fir'aun and his chiefs, and then he had announced that I am the Rasul of the Rabb of the worlds. And when he had come to them with our clear proofs, they ridiculed him. And we showed them sign after sign, one bigger than the other, one greater than the other, and we had seized them with punishment that they come back to us. But instead of them coming back to us, whenever they were confronted with punishment, then out of convenience, then they asked Musa alayhi salam, "O magician, you implore your Rabb on our behalf according to his promise with you. Indeed, we will receive and accept guidance." But as soon as we remove the punishment from them, then they are sure to break their promises. Fir'aun, in his haughtiness and his pride, announced to his people, saying, "My people, is not the kingdom of Egypt, does not the kingdom of Egypt belong to me, seeing these rivers flowing beneath my palace? Don't you people see, am I any better than this contemptible person who can hardly express himself clearly? Why is he not given bracelets of gold? Or why don't the malaika accompany him in procession?" Then he made fools of his people. There were foolish arguments. He had misdirected them, turned their whole attention away in some very devious way, like you see the media and you see the sciences of this day. They will turn your attention away from Allah Ta'ala, but with such stupid and such shallow arguments, they turned the attention of people away through misguidance. But the reasoning is so shallow, understanding is null, yet in that foolish way of theirs, they turn people away from Allah Ta'ala. People begin to listen to them and obey them. "Innahum kanu qawman fasiqeen." Indeed, these people were given to rebellion. And when they provoked us, made us angry, then we had punished them and we had drowned them altogether. Then we had made them stories of the past, obliterated with the sickle of time, wiped out from the surface of the earth, مَثَلًا لِلْآخِرِينَ, and a lesson for the future generations.